Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. Some of his hobbies include golfing and fishing, so rooting for a football team that wins is about the only thing missing.
Okay. Got Cowboys fan.
Producer ready, everybody.
I got a question for you guys. Do you think I can go to jail for this? So, a couple weeks ago, I got sick. Lunchbox got me sick. I went to the doctor. The doctor said, look, you're good, but I'm going to prescribe you some antibiotics. Don't take them yet unless you get worse. So, I've had them, never had to use them. And then a couple days ago, a friend of mine's like, man, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to go to the doctor. And I said, dude, I got some antibiotics that I'm not using. You can have them if you want. Then I thought for a second, like, hey, wait a second. Can I go to jail for this?
You won't go to jail. You're not selling them.
But, I mean, they were prescribed to me, not him.
You won't go to jail. So I can't see anybody actually prosecuting you for that. Well, the problem that I would see with it, though, is, well, one, you prescribing medicine to somebody with no background at all in medicine.
I'm not a doctor.
Secondly, you don't know if it's viral or if it's bacteria. And if it's bacteria, that might work. But if it's viral, it won't. Yeah. Because a virus is something that's, you can't, it's just got to run its course. So you may be giving him medicines, making his immune system weaker and not helping at all, because the more you take antibiotics, the less your body.
Oh, dang.
Jail?
I would be hurting him more?
Maybe. Well,
maybe. But jail, no.
Oh, I don't know. It says sharing prescription medications of any kind violates state and federal laws that can lead to community service, probation, and time in prison.
The answer is no.
Well, I didn't do it for the
you
record.
You won't go to jail because no one's going to prosecute you, even though it's against the law.
Okay.
But you probably shouldn't do that. Especially if you don't know what it is that's making him sick. Like, there are times where if somebody has something and I had it and if I know for sure, I'm like, what do you think? Bacterial or viral? And then that you shouldn't do that. But, some allergy medicine that I have. I've been known to do a little bit.
A little bit there,
But no, you're not going to go to jail. Okay. But don't do that.
All right, I won't.
Okay. That's risky.
I don't know, man.
That's risky. This next person provides the show with the bonehead story every single day, and he was once a roommate with our guy that works in the glass room. His name is Ray. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Trampoline parks. Everybody loves them. Let's go jump on trampolines. What could go wrong? Well, we went with another family a couple weeks ago, and the trampoline park claimed another victim. The mom of two boys, she thought, oh, you know, no big deal. I'll play dodgeball with the kids on the trampoline. And she's playing dodgeball. Down she goes. She got the diagnosis early this week after the swelling went down. She went to the doctor. Torn MCL.
And
torn ACL.
Double. When your wife, when that happened to her, it was brutal.
Brutal.
What did they say happened to her?
It was a severely sprained ankle. And the doctor said you would have been better off breaking it. It was so bad. And we were there for four jumps. At least we were there for like an hour before this happened to this mom.
Not minutes, jumps.
Yeah. Like we filled out the, it took us longer to fill out the waiver when I was with my wife. And she fills it out. We like start jumping one bounce, two bounce, three bounce on her fourth bounce. Down she goes in crying pain. And I looked at my buddy Garrett and I said, does this mean I got to go too? And so I had to take her home.
Yes, you had to go too.
Of course.
Remember the time he went to the comedy show during the storm?
He left his wife at home.
And it just had tornadoes and his wife was scared. And he's like, I want to go to the comedy show.
I have tickets already.
And so he left to go to the comedy show. It's...
Yeah, man.
Kind of what you'd have done here.
You know what else I did?
What?
I was in Vegas for a Dirk show, and there were storms at the house. Left my wife, went to Vegas.
So you just flew to Vegas?
Yeah, it was for work, though. Had to go.
When did Dirks have a work show in
Vegas?
I
don't remember that.
I was like last December of 2021. And
anybody remember at Dirk's Bentley show for
that he would have
you would have to go to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a flyaway with listeners, like we're at happy hour with the listeners and all this. And then here's the funny part: the happy hour, the listeners never showed up.
Wait, you really had this?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they never showed up. You never told us. You got stood up by listeners.
No, I didn't ever tell you. But that's the first time I saw that the guy. The
he had the rose on his jacket, so they know it was him, and they saw him, and they were like, "I ain't doing it."
That was the first time I'd ever seen that Jackson Dean guy, and I was like, "That guy's gonna be good."
But to clarify, okay. His wife, this is a really big deal. Like,
yes, she
lived where there was a tornado, and there's trauma there.
Yes, there were like four houses down. The houses were totally destroyed.
Right. It's also different if you felt like work was making you go.
I know. I'm just letting you know, so it's not like I'm a bad guy.
Okay.
All right. She recently found out her doll collection may be worth some money, and her morning corn is usually pretty funny. Here she is, Amy, everybody. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So Succession is back and Ted Lasso, but I haven't been watching it because I want it to build up, you know?
Same.
Like I
haven't touched a single episode for that reason.
So I'm having to find filler things. And one of those shows is, I saw that it was popular on Netflix, and it's called The Night Agent. And I've been watching it, and my son even is watching a little bit with me, although I kind of have to say, ooh, don't do that. Don't say that word. Don't do that. But it's fine. And he's obsessed with it. So now it's awesome because I have an adult show to watch with him.
It's getting a really good score, too. 81% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. I just looked it up when you said that. Based on a novel, it's a sophisticated character-based action thriller centering on a low-level FBI agent who works in the basement of the White House, manning a phone that never rings until the night it does, propelling him to a fast-moving and dangerous conspiracy that ultimately leads all the way to the Oval Office.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's super fake, but...
Oh, my goodness. That's so cheesy.
It's good.
Is the acting cheesy?
I feel like the acting's pretty good.
Yeah. I might get into this then.
Honestly, when I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, this could happen.
Okay, what is the difference on Rotten Tomatoes? Because the average tomato meter says 76%. What is that?
Because that's people who review it, like actual
also,
people.
That's...
Who are movie reviewers.
Got it.
And the other, the audience score, people who just get on and can vote.
Okay.
So, all right, The Night Agent, you recommend it?
Yeah.
We haven't watched Ted Lasso either, same reason. We have been watching Succession, though, as it comes out, and I wish we would have let that build. Because it finishes, and I'm like, I'm ready for the next one.
Yeah.
You gotta wait.
Well,
I gotta wait.
Season two is really good at Succession for the second time. If you
what I should really do is wait for a whole, like, series to run its course, a brand new series.
Oh.
All, like, seven seasons.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting, guys. That was been a season four. I'm waiting. Then you get to watch it all.
That you could do that. You could go do that right now with Friday Night Lights.
No, it's over. I'm done.
It's so good.
I'm done. All right, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes to order Uber Eats, and the drivers always mess up the studio deets. Bobby Bones.
That's true. They never can find us here. So I posted a video of my wife cutting my birthday cake last Sunday. My birthday was Sunday, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sunday.
And I was amazed at the cutter. It's like this thing, and you put it on the cake and you kind of squeeze it and it cuts the cake.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
And yeah, so it's like a cutter, like a pair of tongs, but cutters.
Yeah.
People have been asking me, hey, what's up? Where is that? I don't know. But Eddie found it on Amazon.
I did. $7.99 on Amazon.
What's it called?
Just search cookie cutter and it's like, you know, four pictures down.
And how about cake cutter?
Cake cutter. Cake cutter tong. I did cake cutter / tongs.
Why don't we just link it?
Let's do it. I'll give it to Morgan. She can link
it. We'll put it up because so many people have been asking me about it. And it was awesome, and I wanted to use it, so I did. And so you put the triangle over the piece of cake, it cuts it down, and you squeeze it a little bit, and it picks the cake up and puts it on the plate.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
I was blown away. It wasn't even, like, technology-based. It was just metal, and it was awesome. But we'll put that up if you guys want to see it at BobbyBones.com. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have an 8-year-old son. Our house has become the hub for him and four of his closest friends to get together and all hang out. It does get hectic at times, but I treat them all as family. The issue I'm having is with one of the friends who doesn't have a mother figure in his life. She left him and his dad a couple years ago, and to say the least, he has had a hard time adjusting. Some days, when he'd be over, he would hang out with me instead of the boys. He'd help me out in the kitchen and has even offered to do a few chores around the house. But the last time he was here, he accidentally called me mom. I'm not sure how to tell his dad about it. Any advice on how to approach that? I don't want him not to be allowed over anymore or for it to be awkward for him. Would it be bad to continue letting him call me mom? Or is it okay considering what he's going through at this age, around 8 years old? Signed, mom, my son's friend.
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one. You know, I can say this. I never had a dad, and so there were male figures in my life that I would do things with. It was somewhat like a dad. You know, if it was sports, you know, even working one-on-one with some of them, like if they teach me how to do certain things, I was very grateful for that. I never called him dad, though. That's, but also, I, you know, and when I ended up being 13 or so, Arkansas, Keith came in, but I was already wired at that point. But I never called him dad, so that part I don't really relate to. But this is a young age. Mm-hmm. Eight's a young, super still impressionable age. So I don't have any problem, and you're probably being really kind to do it, but doing somewhat mom-mentory type things with the kid, if it's natural and it doesn't feel weird, because he's not going to get that. If it's not from you, he ain't going to get that. So I have no problem with that. There will have to be a boundary. No breastfeeding.
Definitely not.
No.
So we ain't gonna do that. But the rest of it, I'm not really sure about it. What do you think, Amy? He's eight. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a little bit of a boundary with that, but still providing that nurture that he may need. But talking with the dad, I think, would be my first step. And I think that that's totally okay. You're coming from a place of love and care and not, you know, like you're not angry or anything that he's called you mom. You have compassion for it. You feel for him. So going to the dad and saying, hey, how can we work on this together? Because I don't want it to be an unhealthy bond, because I can't actually be his mom and provide everything he needs. But I'm happy to give him some of that. I don't know. Call a therapist.
Oh, you could just defer.
Yeah, just said that. Yeah. Eddie?
I think it's cool that she has just been so nice to him and there for him that he does feel comfortable enough to call her mom. Yes, I think she needs to talk to the dad and just let him know what's going on. But I think it's okay. I mean, I call my mother-in-law mom, and she's not my real
different,
mom.
Different, though. This is,
I get it.
Yeah. This is not, but that is your mother-in-law. Like, it's
I get
not
it.
The same.
I get it, but obviously this kid feels comfortable with her, and like,
or you know, he's just looking for a mom. Period.
Right.
Mom figure.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to mislead him in the way like, oh, okay, yeah, like you call me mom, I can be your mom. Like, no, just have the conversation with his dad and just say this is what's happening, but I'm happy to be here for him with whatever he needs.
Yeah, no mom calling though.
You don't like that?
No.
I feel like it's
an unfair expectation of her in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she's a friend's mom. What if the kid's not friends anymore with the other kid? That ends up being a thing. Yeah. Could be awkward.
Future, when he grows up, any connection he has with a woman, suddenly he's calling her mom.
What about mama?
No,
a little more informal.
I was thinking a nickname.
No,
yeah. Mommy.
Miss Friend's mom. That's her name. You can step in and do some of this stuff because he does need some sort of mother-like figure.
Yeah.
But especially if the dad is a dude and not as warm. But still, no mom.
Like, if one of my friend's kids started calling me Pops, I'd be like, yeah, no problem, man. I'm Pops. That's fine.
Different. Does the kid not have a dad?
Yeah. Right.
Is the kid eight? Does the kid have all the same situation where the dad left or died?
Right.
And you just made it a nickname. It's
I know.
And
if you call me dad, I'd be like, oh, this is weird.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Did you ever fantasize, Bobby, about, like...
Huh? Whoa, no, Amy...
Y'all, a fantasy is imagination.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
no, we know.
No, it's
go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, I'm sure he's sort of he has in this fantasy like he wants a mom, but so I'm thinking back to you as a kid, these different quote unquote father figures. Did you ever think like, oh man, wow, I wish and pretend in your head like this is your dad, or like what would it be like if he lived in my home and took care of me in this way?
No, I did not. I just hated. I was resentful of everybody that had a dad.
Yeah.
Because I was like, look, everybody gets a dad. You have no idea what you have. You just think it's so easy, and oh wow, look at you! You get somebody to take you to do all this stuff. Yeah, I was very angry about it. Yeah. I never fantasized about it.
Is there a better word?
Imagine. Did ever imagine I had a dad?
Dreamed.
That's better.
Yeah. I feel like fantasized.
He's gone full fantasy.
I think because as a kid, yeah, when my parents got divorced, I used to look at other families together and imagine that mine, like, I was with their family, yeah, like with a mom and a dad together.
Hey, it's your own fantasy, right? We all have our own.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, thank you for that email. Good luck with that. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new target circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, these are all money stories. Lunchbox, we'll go to you first. Forbes released their billionaires list. They have 10 of them.
That's it?
Well, top 10.
Okay.
How many can you name?
Probably none. The Kardashian girl. She's a billionaire.
Not one of the top 10, no. Incorrect. Amy, how many can you name?
1, 2, 3, 4, maybe?
Go for it.
Okay.
Name that billionaire.
Come on.
Okay. Elon?
Correct. Number two. At $180 billion.
Wow. I see what I'm doing wrong.
Go ahead.
Oprah?
Sorry. You've been eliminated. Eddie, how many billionaires can you name?
Two.
Of the nine. Go ahead.
Bezos?
Jeff Bezos at number three at $114 billion because of Amazon. Go ahead.
That's just crazy money. Bill Gates?
At number six, $104 billion because of Microsoft.
And that's all I got, the CEO of some big company.
Yeah, I think some of them you'll know. Warren Buffett at $106 billion.
I've heard of him.
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At number 10, Steve Ballmer. You guys know Steve Ballmer? Oh, yeah.
He owns the Clippers.
Owns the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
But is a Microsoft guy. Number 9, Mukesh Ambani from Diversify. Don't know who that is. Number 8, Carlos Slim Elu and Family.
Carlos Slim.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
Mexican
Mexico?
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Eddie, he's a Mexican dude.
Why? Because his name's Carlos?
I know Carlos from America.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, exactly.
No,
feel like for a long time, he was the richest.
He was number one for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the president.
Might
fact check that. Michael Bloomberg, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and there's a new number one, Bernard Arnault and Family, who has $211 billion because he owns Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, Tiffany & Company, and others.
Wow. He bought all those guys?
I don't know if he started it or bought it, but now he's the richest. $211. Money's not even a thing.
Yeah. No, I wish I had that.
You have so much, it's not even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had that, but if I came from the same place, so I would appreciate it. I don't even... Yeah, but you know what? I'd give away 80% of it immediately.
To just charities?
$211 billion to you.
That'd be awesome.
All you guys.
Oh, wow.
Pro tip, if you steal money from a drug cartel, don't brag about it.
Uh-oh.
In late March, Eric Tadeo Ramirez was one happy, bragging fella. According to documents, witnesses at a party reported hearing him on the phone bragging about how he'd stolen $50,000 from the cartel del Noreste.
I don't know.
You not familiar with that one?
Never heard of that one.
About 2 hours of the phone call, blue truck showed up. One of the trucks came in as a masked dude. And so he was last seen trying to escape with a bloodied face, and they don't know really what's up. They haven't seen him since. I got a feeling it ain't good.
No.
Yeah.
That's from Yahoo News. But if anybody here decides to steal from a cartel, don't brag about it on the show.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, we should already know that, right?
Yeah, of course. Final money story. A woman wins $14 million on a slot jackpot.
Oh!
On a $10 bet.
That's crazy.
On Sunday at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno, she put $10 into a mega buck slot machine. Won $14 million, the largest slot jackpot in Reno history.
Oh, my goodness.
That's from 8 News Now. That's crazy. The only reason the woman was in the casino was because a cruise she had planned to go on was canceled. So she was like, well, I guess I'll just go in.
Wow.
She won $14 million. Ray, didn't you guys win a bunch on a slot machine at some point?
Yeah, 3.4 and just had to pay the taxes.
3.4 million?
1,000.
Oh. 3,400.
3.4. You can't just say 3.4.
Okay.
You say 3,400.
Especially after this story.
Yes, right.
Oh, man.
So you won $3,400 and you pay the taxes. Did they come get that immediately out of the money?
No, we just did it with our taxes. They sometimes do in Vegas. We'll take it from you. They did not with us, so we had to pay it when we filed.
So did you get that, like a slip? Did a slip come out?
Yep, they took her social, otherwise you'd be good.
Once the olden days, it would come out and like change.
Oh, yeah.
Now, though, they just give you a slip.
Yeah, so we got to hit them with $800 of that. It's like 27% you get taxed.
Ray's going full financial advisor here to make sure we know he paid the taxes on it. I feel like he's being a little too. We paid the taxes on it.
Specific.
I'm being honest.
I just did it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Last week, there was a school bus in Southern California, and the driver's driving. He picked up all his 17 students, and he's headed to the middle school, and he looks in that mirror, you know, the one he looks up, and sees the whole bus.
Big, fat, long one, yeah.
Yeah. He looks back there, and he sees smoke, and he's like, that's not right. So he pulls the bus over, investigates, and there's a fire right by the gas tank. So he quickly gets
on the bus.
On the bus. He quickly gets on the radio, goes, guys, there's a fire. I'm evacuating the bus now. Call the fire department. He gets all the students out in time, and before even the fire department gets there, the whole bus catches on fire. They're waiting on the side of the road. The fire department extinguishes the fire, and everyone is safe. Here's the good news. Everyone got to school on time.
Oh,
that's not the good news.
What's the good news?
They got off the bus. You want to be delayed. Like,
that's the great news.
Yeah, that's the great news. I mean, getting to school on time is the worst part of the whole story.
Oh, so you want to miss the whole day since you're
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
That's the worst news?
Yeah, like when my bus, when I was in fifth grade, got smoke coming out of the engine, we had to jump out the back. We were like 2 hours late to school. We stood in the freaking side yard of someone's house for hours, and they brought out water and snacks, and we sat there for 2 hours.
One of his best memories.
Yeah. Greatest
Man,
day ever.
It was awesome. Right across the street from Stephen DePew's house. It was great.
I would want to get back to school in time.
Yeah, and they got him there in time. They had breakfast and therapy. Therapists waiting there with him.
Oh, wow.
Good job for that bus driver for doing that. That's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We love seeing celebrities in the wild. We live in Nashville, so every once in a while, we run into a celebrity and we're like, dang, they go to Target? Dang, they grocery shop? Dang, they order Starbucks? Quickly around the room, what celebrity have you seen in the wild over the past few years? Just give me one aware, Amy.
Okay, Reba at the grocery store.
Ray?
ZZ Top, the airport.
Eddie?
Hillary from Lady A, Target.
So Lunchbox has one today. So we're all going to get guesses on, three guesses, see if we can figure it out. Now, Lunchbox, you want to set us up with anything?
Yes, we were outdoors, and the celebrity was doing some exercising. Don't want to say exactly where. Don't want to blow up this person's spot.
Okay. So we're trying to guess the celebrity.
And I had never seen this celebrity in the wild before.
Oh.
And you said something to them.
Yeah. And we talked. Oh, how's it going? Oh, all right, have fun. See you later.
All right. We get three questions each. Do you want to go with the easy? Are we a team on this one?
Yeah. Let's work
and we
together.
We get one guess. We each get three questions and one guess at the end. That's 10. Let's go with the easy one. Was it a country music artist?
No.
Ooh.
Let's go. Okay. Makes it a little easier.
What?
Huh. Well, it's not so vast now. It's the robust country music. Yeah. All those answers. There's 100 of them, 1,000 of them. Go ahead.
But he talked to them. Okay.
Well, man or woman?
Yes. Okay. Was it a man?
Yes.
Okay.
So not country. Man. Gosh,
all my guesses are going out the window.
Eddie?
Is this man, has he ever been in this studio before?
Yes.
What?
Not a country artist.
So it's not a country artist. It's a man. They've been here. So we would have had him here to interview. So like people that come to my mind, like Chip Esten, but I would consider him a country music artist because he plays the Opry all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
What about some of the other artists that have come in that are like...
No, John Mayer, but I don't think he's even working out. A question, is he over 40?
No, not over 40.
Okay. He's younger, okay.
Is he married?
Yeah, married.
Eddie?
Is he an actor?
No.
Not an actor.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay, so we have not a country artist. It's a man. They've been in studio. They're under 40. They are married, and it's not an actor. They don't act. So it's not like a Chip Esten. We each get one more question. We're going to dial these in, guys.
See if he plays the piano.
Huh?
Why?
Is that your question?
No, she's talking to me.
I'm talking to Bobby.
You think like Elton John, maybe?
Billy Joel?
No, he hasn't been in the studio.
what are you going for?
I think, if he's not an actor, then he must be a musician in a different genre.
Different genre. But like that's...
Ben?
Yeah.
Rector?
Ben Rector plays the piano.
Working out.
He works out. He exercises. He's married. Ben.
Oh, is he a friend of yours, Bones?
Okay, is this person a friend of mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Amy! Maybe on to something here.
Okay, is his first name A through G? Does it start with that?
No.
Okay, so it's not him.
It's not Ben.
But
okay.
Then we also know H through Z is going to be the first letter of his name. Eddie, we have one more question.
Yeah, that's a lot of letters, Bones. yeah, that's a lot of
15
letters.
15 letters, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, is this the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, we're just going to have to go with... Friend of Bobby's.
Friend.
We have a question, though.
Is his first name start with a letter between H and N?
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa!
Okay, we're done now.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Who are my close friends, though?
Matt.
Did he say close or friends with you?
Well, friends would mean we hang out socially, like outside of the show.
H-I-J-K-L. What's letters?
H-I-N.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Hank? Don't know Hank.
Tom Hanks. No.
I-H-I.
Isaac.
Isaiah.
Isaiah Thomas. Don't know him.
Isaac.
Chris.
Jake.
Jake's a country music artist.
Oh, gosh.
J-K-L.
J-K-L.
Liam.
Okay, let's not do that. Who are my friends?
I'm trying to get there.
We're such idiots.
Luke
Bryan.
But also Luke.
Lionel Richie.
Lionel was working out. But,
never been in the studio.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Ray, do you know from hearing all this nonsense?
I'm thinking M, but other than that, no.
M. Matt Overton.
Matt
Mario.
Matt Overton. It could be him working out as an athlete, but has he ever been in studio here?
Yes, he used to work for us. Yeah. He was our intern.
Oh, that's true. He used to work here.
Duh.
I was thinking like as a guest.
Matthew.
Married, not an actor, friend. It's got to be him.
It's got to be Matt Overton.
I think Ray figured it out. Lunchbox, is that our guest, guys?
Yeah, let's go Matt Overton.
Lunchbox, is it Matt Overton?
No.
Yeah, because I don't think Lunchbox would bring that as a...
Yeah, he would.
You never know with him.
Okay.
Sometimes he's scraping from show prep. We all are.
Matthew.
And let
me know. Mike, do you know who it is? Are we going to be annoyed with him? We are going to be annoyed. Okay.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Is it like a dog?
Mike D!
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
I saw Mike D running!
We went through all that. We went through all that. And it was somebody that works on the show.
He's here every day. He's in the studio. He's under 40. He is married and he's a male. Boom. And he's Bobby's friend.
Why do we do this? Why do we let him trick us?
How good was that?
I don't know. You're right. He was desperate.
How random?
Yes.
No.
Hey, Scuba, is that a good bit or is that a desperate bit?
This is a podcast-only bit.
Guys, no. I have never seen just Mike D randomly in the wild, and there he was running down a path.
I will say it is pretty cool when you see
it
someone.
It is.
Yeah. I saw Amy the other day.
Yeah.
I saw Amy. She didn't see me, and I was like, hi, near where we live. And then I saw my wife the other day, too. And I was like,
that's crazy.
And then we were both like, ah!
You're right. Even when you see your wife in the wild, you're like, hey, it's me, your husband.
And that's what I'm saying. So
yeah, but you made it do this whole dumb bit for that. Okay.
Tell me that wasn't cool, though. He's running with his headphones in. I'm like, hey, that's Mike D. How far are you going, Mike D? All right, man, have a good run.
We're going to get
so
out
we
here.
Had a few words, just like I said.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's gotten to the point now where I wake up every hour on the hour. Even went to bed last night early, sensible. My wife and I watched the Theo Von special on Netflix. She wanted to watch it. It was recorded here at the Ryman. Ray, didn't you go to that?
Yeah, I saw live.
She said, I think I just heard Ray yell from the audience. Did you yell from the audience ever?
I was trying to do big laughs and yells as well.
She goes, I think I just heard Ray in the audience. And I was like, don't be crazy. Did you go back and watch it to see if your yell made it?
I did, but I'd already seen the jokes 3 times over when you're at the Ryman. They make them do it over and over again. I just couldn't watch the whole special and see a joke for the 4th time.
So let me get this straight. Not so much the Ryman, but when they're shooting a special, they do the joke over and over again just so you can get it. Yes. They can get it on
it that. Was so annoying.
That's interesting. Because yeah. They're like, sorry, Theo, we didn't get that, buddy. Can you do that joke? Oh.
So if I laughed, I didn't even know what laughs made it or not.
Well, somebody goes something like, ah! And Kayla goes, that's Raymundo.
Oh, wow. It is distinct when he does that.
And I was like, you're crazy. You're doing loud laughs? Like, what would a loud laugh be if you were trying to get on TV? Like, I'll do it.
That's funny.
That is funny. And you were planning those in there?
Yeah, I knew they were filming.
Yeah. I gotta go back and watch that now. So we did that. I tried to go to bed at like 9:45. Sensible time. I woke up at midnight, 1:15.
Oh, man.
2:30. I got fully out of bed at like 3. I was like, I guess it's time to get up. And I looked down. I was like, oh, I can still sleep for another 45 minutes or so. Laid back down. I don't know what's happening because I'm eating exceptionally good. I'm exercising really well. Everything is on, like physically, that I'm supposed to be doing. But I just am waking up every hour. I don't know what it is. And then I deal with that all day. And then I'm exhausted. And so I'm like, I'm just going to stay up till 9:30. And I'm going to try it again. And then it's the same thing. But I just feel helpless because I know from went to bed, I said, I know I'm going to wake up at midnight.
Well,
I told my wife that. She was like, well, if you say that, you are.
Exactly.
I said, no, that's actually not the case. Because there are many times I didn't say that and I still woke up at midnight.
Okay.
Happened anyway. Well,
yes. What is your prognosis here?
I would just stop saying that, first of all, just in case.
Okay.
And then is your mind racing at all?
My mind lives racing. There's no difference except I'm doing things healthier. I looked it up. I might have a parasite.
Really?
It could be one of the things that keeps you up.
That's what Google said. Mm-hmm.
And did you know that most adults have parasites in them?
Wow. What do you
that
mean?
That explains things.
Are there good and bad parasites, though?
Probably.
Like bacteria?
But I don't know if a bacteria is considered a parasite.
Okay.
Do most adults...
You should know this. You're a doctor.
Well, I do. That's why I said it, but I'm just checking my work like a good doctor.
Oh, okay.
Most of us have intestinal parasites. It is estimated that around 80% of both adults and children have parasites in their gut.
Weird.
Well, but anyway, I Google, like, while I'm not sleeping, it's like parasite. Now I'm convinced I got parasites living in me, and they just want to party all night.
So you fall asleep, and then they poke you in your belly?
Well, they're just jamming in there. They like to listen to the music late. And I'm just like, it wakes me up. But then I didn't know that most people had parasites. Humans are host to nearly 300 species of parasitic worms.
Worms?
Yeah, you can have tapeworms, roundworms. They set up camp in your body.
That's my new theory. But that's why I'm waking up at night. Right. They've set up camp and they like to do nighttime hangouts. But one time I Googled what was wrong with me and I had cat scratch fever.
You did?
That's what I said it could have been on WebMD.
Cat scratch fever.
So I have to go to the doctor and get this figured out. So whatever.
Amy, so the parasites or the sleeping?
All of it. Okay. No, the sleeping I'm not worried about. That'll fix itself once I fix it. I got some squatters living in me right now.
Is it the parasite party?
I got to get them out of there.
Are you going to go to the doctor and tell him, hey, doc, this is what I learned on Google, or are you just going to see what he says?
They don't like that. Yeah. Sometimes I try to lead them there. I'll just go, I read this. They tend to get annoyed with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that. You went to the doctor for your ADHD?
Yeah, I had to take a TOVA test.
Why? Don't you have it?
Yes, but I was just doing a follow-up because of some medication that I'm on, and they made me take it. It's like 26 minutes long-ish. Or
what do they just say? Something? Stare in this circle? And if all of a sudden you're knitting, you're doing jumping jacks, or like, she has it.
Yeah, no, you're staring at a computer screen and you have a clicker, you know, like you're clicking if people go into the bar. Like, and if the square is at the top or the bottom, I can't remember which one, you have to click. And sometimes it's the bottom and then at the top. But it's so mundane and boring and... You know, you fidget, you get distracted.
No, you fidget and get distracted. Yeah.
How long? 25 minutes?
Can you just fail that on purpose though, to get your
medication? Yeah, I'll just fall asleep.
Oh, I guess if you wanted to do that, like I want accurate information about what's going on with me.
It's overrated.
What's overrated? Accurate information.
Yeah.
Wait,
we see that all the time.
You want
we see that all the time. Yeah. So do you still have it?
Do I still have ADHD? Yes, I do. Yeah. I scored a -12.
Hey, good for
but,
you.
But so not even even? Not even zero?
She assured me. Well, the negatives, it goes from... Listen, she tried to explain it to me. I don't understand. But I know that was -12.
You probably lost your focus while she was talking to you.
And then I just needed assurance that that wasn't the worst score. And she said, oh, yeah, no, I've seen -20 before.
Oh, man.
Doesn't sound that off, though, I'll be honest with you. 20 to 12, if that's the worst one?
Right. But the scale is 0 to -10. So I'm off the scale.
Wait, you're off the scale?
I know. But she said still not the worst. Wow. Listen, I don't know.
Your victory is that you weren't the worst person to ever walk in that doctor's office and take that test?
Yeah.
Good for you. I like it.
Yeah, and to be clear, you have to go. If you are medicated for anything, you have to show up unmedicated on test
day. Oh, you walked in like a tornado. Why am I here? Who are you? What am I eating?
But I've spent most
of somebody getting married? That's just Amy with no medication.
I've spent most of my life unmedicated.
I agree.
Well, good for you. I'm unmedicated right now.
We can tell.
Yeah, we can.
Which I fidget way more when I'm not. But it's okay. I can take it as needed. Mm-hmm. No shame.
I take one right now.
No shame.
As needed.
No, I'm good.
All right, so you get that fixed. I'm going to see if I have parasites. I don't know how to do that, though. I don't know if there's a test. But they do say, and why I think it could be an issue, is it hurts digestion. And I've had digestion issues. Maybe it's that. I had a colonoscopy. They checked it out. By the way, this has been Old Man Minute with me, Bobby Bones.
For sure.
Parasites and colonoscopies.
On the phone, we have Jay, who lives in Delaware. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
So I was wondering if you had anybody else in mind to go to Vegas to see Sam Hunt with Lunchbox.
And stay in the same room, stay in the same bed.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, sure. Lunchbox, are you even going now?
No, I'm not going, man. I'm not going with some random dude. Like, what? I mean, this guy sounds awesome, you know, but...
What do you like about him?
I mean, he just sounds like a dude.
Okay.
I mean, he sounds like he knows how to party.
Oh. Jay, but, you're not a party bud?
Party. I am the party.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
See? Do you want to maybe rethink your decision?
Hey, do you gamble?
Yes, sir.
What do you like to play?
Blackjack.
It's like a first date. I like it.
Lunchbox loves blackjack.
Yeah, he does.
I do love blackjack. Do you play craps at all?
Sure, why not? I can try it.
Oh, that's not good. I mean, I don't want someone that doesn't know how to play.
He's open to try it, though.
I don't want to have to teach him. I don't want to sit there and babysit.
This has to be with someone you don't have, like, the fundamentals the same.
Yeah, right? Like, if you don't have the same foundation, like, it's not going to work. It's like, yeah.
And you don't want to rush to be in one bed if you don't have the same, like...
Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, if he doesn't play craps, that's like, you know, one person being a Democrat and the other one being a Republican. You just don't get along. It's oil and vinegar.
Ray, Bay is still going with you to Vegas?
Yep.
So Lunchbox is out completely?
Yeah, I mean, that was decided. Yeah, there's no way he's coming because it's our room. We paid for that flight, all that.
Yeah, you promised me all this stuff and then you just took it away.
I said there was a 1% chance she may still go and then she ended up going.
Okay. So what are you going to do, Lunchbox? Not go at all?
Not going to go, man.
Okay, Jay, we're sorry, buddy. It sounds like he... was open to the idea, but...
Where's Jay from?
Delaware.
Delaware.
How far? I mean, that's a long flight, man. I'm sorry.
Ah, you know, I don't even like to fly, but it is what it is.
He would have done it for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, how awkward would that have been? I'd been waiting at the airport for Jay to come down the escalator, and I didn't
have... Would you give him a sign to Jay with hearts on it?
Yeah. Oh, that'd have been
all right,
terrible.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. He's not going to go to Vegas. All right. Okay, if you're in Target Circle... then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A new survey found the average person makes a first impression in just 27 seconds after meeting someone else.
Do you know what that means? We're just judging so much on physical appearance.
Yeah.
We all do it,
that
obviously.
Is the first
you
thing,
do
ding,
it immediately.
Ding, ding. Mm-hmm.
But in 27 seconds, you're not going to learn that much about somebody unless you ask them a direct question as soon as they walk up.
Well, here are the things you can learn. Like you said, appearance, a friendly smile, good manners, eye contact, punctuality.
Sometimes Lunchbox doesn't fart in the first 27 seconds.
Yeah, good manners
thing is
yeah, that's out the window. Yeah, that's not real.
That takes like 3 minutes at least with him.
Being conversational and then dressing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all a big part of our society is how you look or how presentable you are or your hair. Or it's not always about money, but it's about effort. But that's all. Who cares? I'm not even talking about yesterday's show.
Go ahead. No, we're not talking about that.
What percentage of encounters with people do you feel like, okay, you leave that being like, okay, that went well. I made a good first impression. Or you're like, ugh, I'm so stupid.
You mean if I do it?
Mm-hmm. Like how you, when you're meeting new people,
I almost don't care.
Okay.
Because I'm so.
What if it was for work?
I give more than 30 seconds, though. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm just saying, after you've had a first encounter with somebody, say it's a pitch, a job interview, a TV thing, do you hang up from the Zoom or walk away from the meeting being like, okay, I think I gave a good first impression?
Yeah, I do sometimes. Or sometimes somebody will just like crush it, and I'll be like, dang, I think I want to be their friend. And then it goes one or the other way, and I think most of the times it's right. But yeah, I think you can kind of see and tell people that you kind of vibe with pretty quickly. That 30 seconds is pretty quick. That's way too quick, though.
Yeah, that's fast.
But it's mostly physical.
Yeah.
Visual.
Well, the punctual's on there. I know you like that.
Well, your body has to physically be there, so.
Right. I know, but you can know if someone was late to the meeting.
All right.
Okay, so Easter is this Sunday, and egg prices are still high. So the potato industry would like everybody to know, hey, you can paint potatoes instead of Easter eggs. And
that has to be if you only have potatoes already, though, because potatoes cost more than eggs.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bag of potatoes, that's not cheap.
Yeah, well, you get a thing of eggs just as.
Then why are they presenting themselves as a budget-friendly alternative?
It's the potato
industry.
Folks. Yeah. If you want a budget-friendly alternative, paint rocks.
Ooh, that's free. That's nature.
It's the same situation. If you got paint, paint rocks. I don't find that, and then give them the prize after.
Okay.
But we like to smash the eggs on each other's heads, so how's that going to work with the rocks?
Not well, actually. Glad you asked.
Cascarones?
Yeah.
I'd avoid that. But if you don't want to go buy in something, my point is, you don't want to buy eggs because they're expensive. Well, either use the potatoes you already have or go and paint rocks.
Okay.
Also, just here's some stats for you. Eggs are up 55% and potatoes only went up 13%.
Yeah, but what were they at the start?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they're suggesting it, but I like your idea of rocks. And rocks you can keep forever. You just cannot smash, yes, anybody said. So Luke Combs and his team, they once turned down $5,000 from a banker for a meet and greet with Luke. Because what Luke does with his fan club is people are randomly selected to come be a part of his meet and greet for free. Well, this banker in Dallas or something was like, well, hey, I really want to meet him, so here's $5,000. And they're like, no. And Luke said he just wants to keep it real. He'd rather meet someone that literally cannot afford to be there at all whatsoever and spend that time with them than take somebody's money to meet him.
Yeah, you can do both. A little bit when Luke was talking about it, and I saw an article, so it could have been, I could have read it wrong with the wrong tone. He's like, I don't want to pay, and I think paying for meet and greets is weird. Some artists have to do that because they ain't making any money. Like, their margin is so thin that if people want to pay $20, $50, $100 to go meet them, they're like, absolutely, because I got to figure out a way to get enough gas and the Sprinter van and my crew to the next location. So I definitely don't want to shame anybody for charging for a meet and greet. Secondly, he can meet them and give the money to charity, like five people.
That's true.
There are a lot of ways. As they say, there's not one way to skin a cat. Although, who skins cats?
I don't know.
Well, whoever they are, I don't like them.
Not a friend of mine.
Yeah, go chase them down.
Why is that a saying?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. And I understand it's Luke's a man of the people. But there are artists who I don't want to shame at all if they're charging $500. I think, like, Marin was doing meet and greets and giving all the money back to the music foundation at her school. But charging. So there are ways to do it, too. That's all I want to say. I don't want any artist to feel shamed because Luke says, I don't want people to pay for meet and greets. I don't think that's right. Well, for him, that's not right. Not for everybody.
Right.
And if you want to meet us, $10,000.
Yeah.
Every morning.
That'd be cool.
No maximum.
We don't care.
Yeah, well, everybody that wants to come in. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He's 76 years old. His name's David Ray. He's a Vietnam veteran. And he was walking down his steps at home, and he fell. He's getting older. hard to walk down the steps. He's lived in this house for 50 years, but he couldn't actually build himself a ramp. He didn't have the money to really do it. But there's a nonprofit called Ramp It Up, which is in Cincinnati, but it's near Kentucky, and they work with that area. And this whole Ramp It Up was started by a UPS employee, Greg Schneider, and that's what they do. They go and they help veterans, their families, and people with mobility issues across the country to build wheelchair ramps where sometimes they don't have them. So here we go. Here's a clip of Greg, the guy who started it, saying what providing a wheelchair ramp does for people.
That's why I say the three things that this is all about is freedom, independence, and accessibility. Some people don't have that, and by having a wheelchair ramp, you get that back. You provide them with that.
What's cool is he actually knows this.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know how important a wheelchair ramp is because luckily, none of my family's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so that's only something that you know if you experience it in some way. And then he found that. Is dialed in and is helping people all the time. So David Ray's happy. Heck, I'm happy. That, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.